You may have an antivirus program on your computer. You may even encrypt your web searches, and if you're really geeky, have a two-step password verification on your email. But here's something that you probably haven't thought about protecting from an attack. The stuff inside your computer, the actual hardware.
As someone who has designed chips, tested chips, fabricated chips, we've always looked at power, performance, reliability as our primary parameters.
Mark Taranapour is director of UConn Center for Hardware Assurance, Security, and Engineering.
I think this is the first time that a group of researchers from UConn, Rice, and UMD will get together, and for the next 5 years will discuss security at the same level as other parameters.
He just received a $7.5 million grant from the Department of Defense to study security for really small hardware, nanoscale devices, that are used in everything from your cell phone to air traffic control computers.
These are hardware security problems. The type of hardware like integrated circuits, etc., that we normally assume they're fine. And these are the hardware underlying any information system we have today. If they are being compromised, then regardless of how well the software is doing, would not make any difference. The security issue is going to be there.
Taranapour says he hopes to use a lot of this grant money to fund security studies for actual circuits in your computers, so-called CMOS technology that's used to construct microprocessors and other digital circuits. He'll also study security for future hardware that's being developed but not yet available to consumers. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.